כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Started at the Turaway in northwest London, Wednesday, Tanis Esther, 13th of Adar Sheni, 16th of March, Rabbi Doniel Rowe, Megillas Esther, Part 5. This week's Torah has been sponsored in Nishmas Moras Esther, Baruch Abbas Rav Aryeh, Reich Grosnar Soleil HaSholem, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday.
To be here. So it's fantastic to be here with everyone, and as a Shem finishing the Gila on the very day, as we just heard, commemorating famous. So let's see, we're up to the bit at the beginning of Perek Ches, and what's happened is Haman is now gone. And the Asaras HaTabas has happened, the ring has been given over to Mordechai. So Esther now continues and she speaks to the king and she falls before his feet. And she cries and begs. So actually, in other words, we sometimes forget at this point in the Megillah that things were not yet okay. There was still a gzeira laharaglash. There was still this gezerah in place that could have destroyed Klal Yisrael. Yes, hovering, exactly. So this, we now have to go and remove it, which is interesting because originally Mordechai had asked, all the way back in the fourth perek, and actually asked to go to the Melech Lischanen Loi, to beg for him, or Levakish Melefon of Al-Amor, to beg for her people. And this is now when she actually does it. After all these other things have happened, now she finally fulfills that original request to be Mischanen. And there's, of course, a very strong remez, which we already spoke about earlier, but I just want to repeat it here, which is a remez. The Megillah is Dafka being remez specifically, or exactly the actions of Esther, I should say, on the remez specifically, to something that's in the Navi Osher. The Navi Osher recaps the story of Esav and Yaakov, and he says, right, how Yaakov originally took, even emerging from the womb, took a prime position, etc. And then he speaks of a Yosar El Malach, the Yuchal, the struggle between the Sarisa, with the had the Yaakov out of the Malach of Esau. The Yuchal, right, Bochov Eschan and Loi, the Malach of Esau cried and begged for him. And of course, what happens in that struggle is the Bechia of the Malach, it turns out, and the Hakar, the Hatzlach of the Malach, actually hit the legs of Yaakov, kept Esav alive in the world. As, by the way, did the brachos, of course, the bracha that Yitzchak himself had given, the bracha of Achar B'chatichya, Belachicha Tavoid, Boyaka Shatorid, Uforakta Uloi Mal Tavarecha. The original bracha that said that, that spoke about how that Yitzchak had given Esav, sorry, I'm exhausted through the night and so a little bit more tired than usual. But the original bracha that Esav had given Yaakov was that whenever Yaakov is weak, it drops in Madreka, Esav as a Pesach, which became the Purim story. We were Mishtachav and Etzalem with Nebuchadnezzar, even if it was only not real. Still, we were in Nehem Esudah Shalach HaShverosh, right, the Rashi actually brings both, even though the Gemara seems to say one or the other. But nevertheless, so somehow we'd been Yoreh to the point where Haman can say they're Yeshenim in the Mitzvah, they're asleep in the Mitzvah. That gives Esav Yachiza, the Bechiyav, or the original Bechiyav, the Malach, was the same point. So was the original Tzaka, the crying out of Esav. And all of these have to be undone in the Purim story. So Mordechai went out and did his own Zacha Gdola Mora. He did his own crying out, Keneged, undoing Esav's crying out. And now Esther's Bechia, Esther's Bocha Yisranim, the crying of Esther, is going to be an exact undoing of the crying of the Malach. So everything, and we've been seeing this all the way through, the background issues that have been running all the way through the Megillah. As I pointed out, this right, we've got the background issues of Gan Eden, the background issues of Esav and Yaakov, which are, of course, parallel to each other. Esav and Yaakov is a replay of the story of Gan Eden. The background is Shalom Agag. These have always been the contextual point that the Megillah is constantly going back to, and the tikkunim that need to be done to undo things that have gone wrong in the past. So right now, Esther is literally undoing the tears of the Malach that had given the Malach the ability to hurt Yaakov, and through her same Loshen, the Bechia and the Chanina, she therefore undoes that and now can remove the grip that the Sarah Shel Esav has against Yaakov, at least for the duration of this episode. Okay, and by the way, that the Hasaras HaKabas, right, that's gone from, we'll see Be'ez Hashem soon, but the whole antidote to Esav, we'll come back to him with Hashem. Okay, but either way, this is it. This time there's not even words between them, it's all understood. But Toyim, and she says, Im ala melech toiv, imatosichein lefanov, bekosha adov lefnei melech, vatoiv ayni beinov, all the usual things, maybe a little bit more. Not going to give out every single word here, but yikase lashiv as a svarim machshavos hom ben amadov targagi. We want to remove the svarim that contain the machshavos of Haman, right? It's important to undo the machshavos. It's interesting, it's the lashon twice been used so far. Machshavos of Haman, not the maisa of Haman, right? The machshavos of Haman. And this will come more and more fundamental to the story, that we don't just want to make sure there's no damage to Klal Yisrael. We want to fundamentally undo what's always hidden beneath the surface, which is the machshava, but the ideology that drives things, we want to get rid of that too. Now, right now, in this immediate context, it doesn't make obvious. In the most obvious sense is we want to get rid of this plan, right? But it could have said the Gezeiras Haman. It could have said the machshavas, but we're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, how that plays out even more. But either way, now remember what the Malbim says, that at this stage, all that was Galil L'chol Amim was Liyos Asidim L'Yemazah. All that was revealed in public was everyone should be ready for this day. Everybody understood the Machshava Haman that was clearly going to be written in the letters that had been sent to the Pachos, to the governors, and so on. They had the key letters to be opened on Yud Gimel Adar to actually enact. But everybody understood, so everyone's getting themselves ready. So we have to undo the Mechtovim. Ki Echa Uchav Ra'isi Brashayim Tzas Ami Echa Uchav Ra'isi Bavdan Bailadati. Right? It's personal. This is original Achashverosh had asked, Ma Bakasha Seich? You know, Ma Sheila Seich? Ma Bakasha Seich? And a Sheila was a Nafshi B'Sheila Asi, I would like to live. Va'ami B'Bakasha Asi, this is my Bakasha. This is, I can't live without this. At the moment, this is still personal about Esther. She's phrasing it like this. This ultimately, I can't live without saving my people. So please do this for me. Notice, amazingly, she's been speaking. We didn't even know that Mordechai was in the room. Maybe he calls him in. We don't know. We're showing him exactly what happened here. But either way, he doesn't speak as we've seen. He's no longer speaking to Esther. He's now speaking to Esther and Malka. In his eyes, he's Machshava, and part of that is the Malchus of Shaul. I'm recapping many points made over the last few weeks. We see how they all start to come together. But also to Mordechai HaYehudi. And remember what the Gemara said. Why was he called? He's from Binyamin. Right, different Machlokes. Why he's called Yemini and Yehudi? And we saw in the Gemara that he's from Sheva Binyamin, but he's Yehudi because he's Kofa B'Avodah Zarah. So Achashverosh once sees in him and addresses him now as the Kofa B'Avodah Zarah. You are not Stam Mordechai who saved my life. This is no longer about me personally, Achashverosh. Esther still thought maybe there's some of that that's important here. He wants to speak to Esther Malka, and he wants to speak to Mordechai HaYehudi. Very, very hush of a moment over here. Hine beis Haman nasati le'esta. V'oisoi tolo yaleit. Now, normally, if you're just reading this kipshutai without Chazal, you might think this is almost like, look, I've done everything. What more do you want from me? But then he says, "Va'atim kisrael yehudim katoy beinechem." The Shem Melech Rashi points out that's not pshat. Pshat is exactly this: the very fact that he nei beis haman nasati le'esta va'oseh taloyet. Remember, the whole world right now, let's go with the Malbim for the moment, because it's so beautiful and fits the word so powerfully and fits this so powerfully. All the people know is Liyos Asidim Liyom Azeh. They've assumed this is all about destroying Yisrael. After all, isn't Haman the number one in the Malchus? Clearly this has been the plan. Clearly this must be what's going on. So they're beginning their training and recruiting for the anti-Yisrael forces. And instead, he says, but look what's happened. Do you not realize that everybody knows what's going on? Everybody's seen. Everybody understands that Beis Haman Nasati L'Esther. I've given Beis Haman. The public have all just seen that. A few days after a few weeks after, they've gone out. Oisoi Tolalek. A few weeks they already hanged him. Arash Hasholach Yad Reyadim. Do you not think people have begun to think maybe the original of this Liyos Asidim Yom Hazeh maybe has nothing to do with killing a kalisa, and actually might be more to be matzah kalisa. So therefore, it's going to be easy for you just to kiss Rabbi Yehudim Kadosh Beinechem Hashem Amarech Chisim Tabas Amarech. Right? All you have to do is write the letters now to the governors, and everybody will be expecting that the masses will already be changing, and we're okay. That's what he's saying. The very fact that I've done this has stamped a big statement to the entire population of the Medina Tamara. But I know what you'd rather do a repeal. Fine. But now understand the oimek of what's about to happen. Now, really, worth reading this. We're not going to do it right now, but go back and check the original Loshen of exactly how the Megillah writes the original letters are written. And it came out word for word the same thing. Right? That's literally, by Kofi Kholoshat Siva, instead of Haman, Mordechai Eleodim, the Hashtar Penim, Apachai Tassaya Medina, Sashem Mahoidu, Atko Sheva, Sashem Medina, 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 Tassaba, Amam, Kilshonim, Eleodim, Kisama, Kilshonim, adds in, there's a special now letter also for the Yehudim. Presumably there wasn't in the first version. Vayichbe B'Shem HaMelech HaShresh, exactly the same words, Vayichbe B'Tabas HaMelech, Vayishach Svarbiya, the Rotsim, B'Sosim, literally the whole thing. Ashen, and why is it word for word to repeat? Now let's understand the Oymek Lefidah Malbim. This is absolute incredibleness. In fact, even not Lefidah Malbim, this is true. But it works out even stronger Lefidah Malbim. Not Lefidah Malbim, what happens is effectively what they're doing by writing in exactly the same surah, and the Megillah using exactly the same Rishonis, and they're going to use exactly the same wording. Effectively, they're being mefarish, the first igros. Effectively, they're saying, language always has some ambiguity. There's some things that need a bit of a pirush. You may have read it superficially and thought it means one thing. Let's just fill in the details and fill out the sentences properly so we are re-mafarish now. We're going to reinterpret for you what these letters meant. Now, Lefidah Malbim, they're not even public yet. This is even more powerful. Because all you need is a new poster that's going to say, Yehudim Asidim Yom Hazeh, and suddenly you've just changed the whole meaning of the entire story. But that's what's revealed. What's now being hidden is that the letters themselves never, lemafrea, never meant what you thought they meant. Do you understand the depth of this? But the real power of this is normally what we think is there's one lot of igros that go out, and there's another lot that go out, and the gadlus is that because it was unrepeatable, therefore the only solution was those who want to kill Jews will still gather, but there'll be a massive militia waiting to completely wipe them out and save God itself. But the real oimek here is that the only tzivui to destroy, the way this is now being read, certainly to see the Malbim, is that tzivui to destroy anyone who wants to kill Tzadisov is now coming from Haman himself. We're being mefarish what his words meant. And his words will now create the destruction. He will now be the Mocha Amalek. Isn't this incredible? In other words, the very fact that we can't repeal the first letters, all we can do now is reinterpret them. Give the governors now the full word for word. The words that were missed out and left a bit of a... Now you'll understand what the original letter meant, because we can't return the original letter, we can only fulfill it. But the original letter meant, signed the Tabas HaMelech by Haman himself, is actually now a letter that says, B'Mocha Amalek. The ultimate v'nahafeichu, the ultimate the ra itself being megalat own destruction and megalat kadosh baruch hu is this unbelievable. Asher nosan amelach ha'yudim mechol irvei. What he really always meant was lekov v'lamad alafshav v'hashmin laharig. What he meant is the Yehudim should be laharig la'abed, should be la'hashmin laharig la'abed. Es kolchel am dinat sorim oisam. That's just a few words are missing. We needed to fill in a little bit more. Tafenoshim shalom avoid. By the way, all the way through this parak, Yehudim appears with it in the Kri with an extra Yud, the extra Gilui Shechina. And Achashverosh himself was the first to reveal this. So there's something happening. All the way through what we've been seeing happening is things that are Nistar, that are together Esther, beneath the surface, are now being together Megillah, Esther, revelation. Things that are the Shras Hashchin on Kaisov, and now another thing coming up. The fact that Haman was always just destroying everybody had come up already. The fact that Esther's really a Malka has come up. These things are now all emerging more and more. And Yehudim being Yehudim with an extra Yud, that's generally Benista, is now Benigla, that is going to play a very important role. Because let's not forget, the Sinai Yisrael is still going to assemble on the 13th. We need an enormous, we need the Hamoin to come and be fighting for Knesset. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Right? Mordechai Yotzim from HaMelech, the Bush Malchus, Chayla Tzachov, HaTzerazov, he comes out with this beautiful moment, V'yishushan Tzalav HaSamecha. That beautiful moment, the Gemara says, already was built in, baked into history. Because it's Yosef HaTzadik, when he gave Binyamin the extra Khalifa, so the Gemara says that what he did at that moment, Amr of Binyamin, obviously, it's got to be. Now, what's the Oymek? And the Gemara then carries on, by the way, about how they cry on each other. The Oymek is this. What was happening at that moment? At that moment, the period in Klal Yisrael, the devastation that had happened through the Mechiras Yosef, the selling of Yosef, was healed. This is the moment where everybody comes back together. And Klal Yisrael is the Achdus Gomel. They can soon say to their father, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a Yichud, there's an Achdus now hitting. At that moment, Yosef says, who's this Achdus now? What has happened? Till now, they were jealousy between the Bnei Leah and the Bnei Rachel. Now it's been saved because they all recognize the importance of Binyamin. In giving him all the extra khalifas, all the extra clothing he gives him, he's saying this is the person through whom all the unities happen. It's through Binyamin. And therefore, at that moment, we can now sort of place upon him this incredible bringing together Klal Yisrael. Centuries later, this same Yichud with Klal Yisrael, Lech Knos Kol Yehudim, everybody coming together within Klal Yisrael that allows the Nes to take place, will happen also through Binyamin, also through Mordechai. And this, therefore, is the revelation of power at that moment. By the way, the Boicha, the Gemara then carries on his Dorish, that what it means that Binyamin cries on the shoulder of Yosef, Yosef cries on two shoulders of Binyamin, this is the Churban. That's true. In other words, Yosef senses there's an incompletion to this Chibur, that something is not quite 100% perfect, and this will lead down the line to losing two Batei Mikdash than in the Chalkash of Binyamin. Binyamin senses the same thing will lead to the loss of the Mishkan of Shiloh, which is in the Chalik of Yosef. It's true, but the Ikka embrace itself is because of the building of those Batei Mikdash. In other words, whenever we're Ba'achtus, the Batei Mikdash will be built. Whenever there's a period, the Batei Mikdash will be destroyed. That's what's being sent for that moment. This is a key moment in the reconstruction of Klal Yisrael, and therefore ultimately the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. This is one of the first modern which we're going to get a bunch of, that they're going to go and eventually rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The trajectory is turning. The just like Yosef himself had received the Tabas, and Yosef is the one through whom the Zarash and Esau would always fall, so too Mordechai has received the Tabas, and now he's getting all these clothing. And the Ir Shushan, Tzal of Samechan, Shushan is now rejoicing. Once upon a time, Shushan would not have wanted a Jew to be king. The whole point of Shushan was to build an alternative to Yerushalayim, was to not see the Gavras of the Yehudim. But everything's now changed in the whole story. Shushan itself, we're going to see, is going to become such an engine of Mechias HaMalek, and therefore the engine of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shushan that was always jealous of Yerushalayim, the Shushan that wanted to be the Bira instead of Yerushalayim, is going to become a Shushan that is so nishapech that in Bayis Sheni there will be a gate called Shah Shushan with a picture of Shushan HaBira telling you to remember where you come from, which means the Maisim that happen in the Megillah are part of what builds the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash itself comes from Shushan HaBira, which is meant to be a celebration of the Churban, turns into something radically different. And the Gemara says, Amr of Yehuda, you see by the Ramazim, the Ashkocha, and the names of Amiroim, who Megala things, obviously, with, you know, we've got Binyamin, we've got Yehuda, we've got, anyway, La Yehudim, he says, so Amr of Yehuda says, La Yehudim is Oira Zu Torah, and as it says, Kinermit is the Torah R. Simcha, when it says Simcha, that means Yom Tov, right? Chamachta B'chagecha. Sasoin is Brismila, Sasoin Eichelim Rasecha. Yakar is Tefillin, right? Ukalam Eretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha, B'yarum Mebecha, right? The Amei Aretz will see Shem Hashem on you, and they will fear you. We'll come back to that in a minute. But let's ask a question. So if that's Pshat in the Megillah, why not say, like, the Torah, the Yom Tov, the Mila, the Tefillin? Why? Because normally speaking, the Chitzonius of Torah is what we normally think of Torah, i.e. the Maase Mitzvah, which are Malik of the Shabbat. But what they Megala in the Pnimius of Torah, if you like, is the Oira. The Yom Tov is the Maase Yom Tov, But it's there for the point of it, or what it will be megala, is a thing called simcha, right? Simcha, right? Because the samachta b'chagecha, the Torah wants you to access the experience of simcha. Same with sasa, same with the akar. What happens, normally what happens is the nigla is the maisa mitzvah, and somewhere in the nister is the or, is a bit of, oh, we feel some or when we learn Torah. We feel. But everything in the megillas, everything is benister, is coming benigla. And therefore, right now, the direct, if you ask somebody, what are they doing? They hardly even notice they're reading, but they just feel aura everywhere. That's what I'm, you ask them, what are you doing today? I'm doing simcha. How are you doing simcha? Oh, because we don't do this, we don't do melacha, except if it's a tzorichei nefesh, but fine. You know, but that's not what we're experiencing. Na'udim ha'isa, it's an existential word. What they had was aura, simcha, sasam the akar. And the akar of the tefillin, that it will lead to, that the yira from Kaddish said, "The gladly up in the Bechol Medina, Medina Chol Irve, Makom Shetu Vavadach Vadostim." I guess Simcha Vadostim. The Mishter Yomtov, Rabbim Me'amei Aretz Nisyadim, Kinafa Pachad Yehudim Aleihem. They are now going to be joining Kaddish, where they can literally be Magaya, or they just want to be some kind of philo Semites, whatever it would be. But Lemaisa, they're joining on. They want to be part of Kinafa Pachad Yehudim. The Akar, the Tefillin, which is a similar to what Kalisal stands for. We stand for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's on our Rosh, it's on our thoughts, it's Bein Einayim, it's on our, it's opposite the Lev. This is who we are. Right? Create the Yakar, which is of course the Oisyes, but with a Hippuch of Keri, of everything Amalek stands for in the world, now becomes Yakar. And this becomes who we are, and suddenly there's this aim of Kalisa, all of Kalisa happening, and suddenly everybody understands we should be getting involved and fighting for Kalisa and joining Kalisa's mission. You have to skip a little bit here. Okay, so the Melchoma happens, and Nikolai heard in Bahrain, as we heard before, as well, I mean, with the right? One is that they actually couldn't even stand up and fight the other. They fought and got defeated. Whichever, probably, it's obviously all of them. All the official force were mobilizing mass militaries here to stand in the way of any of the Oyevim. And then we have the whole Hakar, the Shushan Abira, who they killed, and Aseres B'nei Haman. Then we have the following. Then he changes tone, having seemingly, maybe it was a, I don't know, yeah, I didn't realize it was going to be this, to, the Malach came and gave him another little hit, another, you know, he wakes up and goes, yeah, sorry. But amazingly enough, what happens, the Toma Esther, Imala Malach Tzaydi, nothing can mochal Yehudim Asher B'Shushan La'asos Kadosa Yoyim. There's a service in the Haman Yisrael 8. I want the Yehudim in Shushan to do the same thing tomorrow as they did today, and we want the 10 sons of Haman Hang. What's the meaning of this Bakasha? This is going to be Shushan Purim, right? This is Shushan Purim. What is the meaning, and the whole, in so much of the rest of the night, Perek is going to be discussing the Takon of how we then establish Yemei Purim, and what's the difference between the 1st and the 14th and the 15th, and then maybe in the Kfarim you can even start earlier, reading Kriyas Megillah as the first Mishnah Megillah. Right, all these things are going to be learned out of how that actually Masakim the Gezeris, the Takana, I should say, of Purim. But what is the actual essence of Shushan Purim? Well, what is Esther asking for here? She's not asking for Kalisa to be saved. That's already happened. That we're not in danger anymore at this point. She's asking, in Melamelech Kov, what we should write. Yinosin gam mochal Yehudim asher b'shushan, dafke in Shushan. Why dafke in Shushan? Du kados hayoyim. That's the first B'nei Haman Yisrael. She'd asked to get rid of the Machsheves Haman, remember at the beginning. And the king had said, fine, write what you want. And they've done the first writing, which is the actual undoing the Gezerah, defending Klal Yisrael, the danger's gone. So there's still a thing called Machsheves Haman. There's still a bunch of people running around in Shushan. Shushan is the city that projects its Hashkafa to the whole world. And within Shushan, you still have hundreds of people who are committed to Amalek, who are committed to the destruction of Kalisol. Esther says, I want a day where we say, Ashkofas Mechias Amalek, where you stand, and Shushan Abira now stands for, not Lassois Kitzonish V'ish, we'll have Amalekim and Yisraelim all happily living together, quote unquote, ready to kill each other whenever it's ready for Amalek to kill Yisrael. No, we want Mechias Amalek to be the Ashkofa of Shushan. And so tomorrow you'll be Toil Aleit. What was the whole point of the Tzmi Aleit? What did Haman originally want Mordechai to be? Nisraelit. What was the plan? To make a statement. That's what the Tzmi Aleit was meant to be. So let's make a statement. We didn't happen to get Aseres B'nei Haman because they came to get us. We killed Aseres B'nei Haman because we do not want Aseres B'nei Haman to be around. We do not want Amalek to exist anymore. Let's be Toil of them. Let's make that statement 100% clear. Put them into one big eight. It says we will no longer tolerate the existence of Amalek and its desire to constantly destroy Klal Yisrael. That's going to be destroyed in Shushan. And anybody who's got together Amalek is going to be destroyed. That's what Shushan Purim is. It's a different day with different halachas. It's going to ultimately apply to, we're going to see, we're not going to have time to read them, took them aside, but we've got a few minutes. But it's going to make, it's going to be Nikba into every year that was Mukaf Choyma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Because you see, in Halacha we see, first of all, because that was the Kibush Ha'aretz, was the destruction of the cities. If you look at the Nusach of the Torah, when it comes to destroy Canaan, it's always in the ear. The vast, vast, vast majority of populations do not live in cities in those days. And Klal Yisrael never even enters cities. You see a Feirush, because in Sefer Yeshua they destroy a bunch of cities, and then they have to destroy them again in Sefer Shoytim, they're Kibush Yerushalayim, but they don't live inside it. Klal Yisrael doesn't live in cities in the beginning. So much, much later on. But you see what's going on. It's an ear in general in the Torah is to do with Golos, right? The first ear ever built is Kayin, because he can't live on the land. And we see that the Ayoros that Kayin has to build in the beginning, the only mitzvah to build an ear in the beginning of Eretz Yisrael is Ari Miklot, so people are going to Golos. That's what these ears usually. But an ear is a place where you detach from the land. And you see that even in the halachos, the Gemara Megillah is actually Dorish, that even the fact that there's always Geula for Karaka. If you ever have to lose your land in Eretz Yisrael, you always have a right to regoyal it, to redeem it. Not in the Bosei Ari Choyma, not inside the cities. There are places that are Be'etzem, places of Golos. That's another whole. But there are places where use Letoiv, you can be Mahapach Golos to Geula, but either place of Golos or places of ultimate Geula, like Yerushalayim. In other words, an ear is a place of Ashkofa, not a place of Maisa. Mice is out in the field, you're a farmer, you work the land. We want our cities to be Ore Levium. Levia literally means to escort you. It means places of Makomas of teaching Torah. But an ear is always a place of Ashkofa. So Klal Yisrael enters the land, it has to Ashkofically destroy the world of Avodah Zarah, destroy the cities, the Mukaf Choyma, and turn them into Makomas of Torah, into Ore Levium, into places that are going to be places of Torah. That the Mahapech, a world that thinks in Machsheves Avodah Zarah, into a world that thinks in Machsheves Torah, Machsheves Klal Yisrael, Machsheves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that world is the city that is Mukaf Choyma Mimos Yeshua Bin Nun, who did it by first being Moicha Amalek. First you Moicha Amalek, then you Mahapech Le'ir. That happened in our first entry into Eretz Yisrael. So now again, this will happen in Shushan Abira, Mechiyas Amalek, turning the city from a place that could tolerate Amalek into a place that is a place of Kedusha, into a place that wants any Klal Yisrael, and that will become the re-entry, the Kibush Sheni of Eretz Yisrael, and that will be Kibush Asi Davoy. That, therefore, means all the cities which the original Kibush Yisrael was gone when we left, we're going to go back to it, and we're going to have a Shushan Purim in all those cities that were part of the original first Kibush, because we're now, you see what's happening, we're now reinterpreting the first Kibush, we're now reinterpreting the first entry of Eretz Yisrael was full of failures, and we didn't get rid of our Avodah Zarah. We're now, because of what we're doing here, being Mahapach, everything that's around the Toiv, we're now going to say that first Kibush is now actually going to become permanent. How? Through Bayis Sheni. And Bayis Sheni will be forever. And therefore, what we're now doing, everything we do, is this what Shoshan Purim is? It reinterprets the entire original Kibush of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the city. And therefore, we end up with two Purims. And this is what we're going to say. We're going to have a Purim of the Nikalu Bishloisha also boy Vabasa boy Vanoyach Bachamish. Sorry. Before that, the Yom Shloisha also the Chayyash Noyach, so the people, Shai Yudim Shav Midir Zamelech Nikalu Vomid al Nafsham, the Noyach Mayavim, the Horibus and Chamisha, the whole Chamisha of Shim Aleph, who were trying to, Chamisha of Shim Aleph were trying to kill them, and they were saved, Uvabizal Shochas Yodam, Yom Shloisha also the Chayyash of Noyach, and they were Noyach Barbasa, and that becomes the Yom Mishnah of Simcha, or it became the Yom Mishnah of Simcha for that year at least. And the Yehudim B'Shushan, they had the extra day, and they were only Noach and Chamisha Asa, and they also made that Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. But that was different. That was a day of ensuring this can never happen again. That was a day of ensuring there is no more Amalek in the world. That's a day of turning the Ir Shushan into a place that says we will never tolerate Amalek again, at least to there. And the Chiyas Amalek is always the prerequisite for the re-entry to Yerushalayim and the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. And our Ken Yudima, so therefore the ones in the Prozois to the Arbasa, etc., and Mordechai then wrote this, and Mordechai has explained, very interesting, Mordechai has to now be Mefarish to Klal Yisrael as he creates this takana of what Purim is really about, because average person in Klal Yisrael thought like this: Purim was about we were in trouble and we got saved and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no, that's only part of it. First of all, remember, many of Klal Yisrael were still blaming Mordechai for this whole thing. So, nice he got us out of it, but he got us into this in the first place. So he writes, Ki Haman ben Amadosa, Agavi Tzoyra Kol HaYehudim. Don't ever think Haman was ever about me. I was Megala what he was about. But this is always about Kol HaYehudim. Choshev Al Yehudim L'Avdom. This is always getting about Al Yehudim L'Avdom. There's a poor, a goy, L'Avdom. And the Goyin says on the Hippo, poor, and well, it comes out in a second by Hashem, V'voy L'Fnei HaMelech, Omar Ima Seif. And I listen to this Lashon, V'voy El HaMelech, when she came to the king, that's Esther, Omar, he said, Ima Sefer, Yoshev Achshav Ha'ra, he committed the rest of existence to be the removal of the Machshavos, Arav HaMashach HaShav HaLeyudim Al Rosh, the story, Oseus 1 of our 8. And he Achashverosh himself understood the Tliya and what that's meant to mean. Right? This is the whole, Al Kain Kali Omei Lepurim HaShem HaPur. Why HaShem HaPur? The Talmud chose to say what? Because that's the point. Haman said the whole thing is Mikra, and you're going to die through Purim. And the whole point is that we take all the Purim, and all the Ariyah Prozis, and all the Mufuzim of Freud Ben Amim, all the things we think are insignificant, and we say on Purim, every single one of them is critical. We couldn't have done this without Leif Tanez Kol HaYudim. This is it. All the words of the Igeres, right, which is ultimately why we have to read the whole story, even the Hippo Achashverosh becomes important. What they saw and that, what became of them. In other words, this amazing sentence, it doesn't say who saw what on what and who became of what. But this is the point where everything that looks one way becomes something else. Insert any name to Maro Al-Kocha, there'll be a different Magi Aleim. Okay, so Kima V'Kibla Hidnes becomes a new Kabbalah Satorah, but note, people often misunderstand that Gemara. Sorry, I'm racing because we're out of time, but people often assume that means there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. It's Kim Masha Kiblu Kfar. It's not a new Kabbalah Satorah. Up till now, we might have thought Kof Aleim Harki Gigis was a Mudar Rabbi Leiraisa, because we might have thought it was compelled. Now we see the whole world is over the simple. All that's being compelled is not to fall to the Eight Sarah. Fine. Now this is like Kofo Atshe Meroitani. The real rot things come out. So we no longer see the Harki Gigis as a Kfir. We see it as the Oyer of the simple doesn't make up. Okay, so much more to say, but Baruch Hashem, I think we're zeicha to learn a lot of the Megillah, and to Megala to say, the Megillah is infinite Giluyim. But as Hashem, we should be zeicha to more, we should be zeicha to the Oyer of the Simcha of the Tos and the Akar, and here we are meeting.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111